Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping at second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. 6-4, the final score. Royals just don't have enough to overcome mistakes from their best players. They drop the series to Chicago, hope to avoid a sweep tomorrow. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. The text line is there for you as well. Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. We'll dive into that coming up in a moment. If you don't feel like lobbing a phone call, shoot me a text. Again, 913-586-7610. The two biggest storylines as I saw coming into the game, as you heard as we touched them all before the game on the On Deck show, two biggest storylines are your two best players, Bobby Witt Jr. and Brady Singer. It's no surprise, as I hate to keep bringing this up on the post-game show, but it goes with what we've discussed a lot over the past 2-3 weeks, over this recent stretch where many are getting excited about the brand of baseball that the Royals are playing. Scoring runs. I saw Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City pointing out that the Royals, over this recent stretch, 10 total bases in 22 straight games. That's the longest in Major League Baseball by any team all season. 22 straight games. 10 or more total bases. Yeah, that's impressive when you look at it from 30,000 feet. But when you zoom in, you begin to identify, oh, okay, it's because Bobby's been playing out of this world. Salvi's been clutch. And Michael Garcia has been as consistent as a 23-year-old that came out of nowhere for a lot of people, as consistent as you're going to find. Not to mention your true number one, the guy that is supposed to and was supposed to lead this rotation, has been doing just that. Brady, Bobby, Salvi, and Michael. Now, we give love to Freddie Fermin. We acknowledge just how well Cole Reagans has been pitching. But when your leaders are leading, it allows everyone else to fall in a complementary role. You dive into the win-loss record. Royals win 7 straight. That was terrific. That was so much fun. The perfect homestand, yes, that 7-game winning streak, you can't take it away from the boys, no doubt about it. But they've done a lot of losing since that 7-game winning streak. The only time they don't lose is when Brady's on the hill, when Bobby's spectacular, when Salvi's clutch, and when Michael's consistent. Again, with the acknowledgement of Freddie Fermin and what we saw yesterday and what we've seen more times than not from Cole Reagans. Look, I'm not saying that there's nothing to get excited about, but they're earning the record. Right, it's a team 45 games below 500. Still a big league team, so there's still talent on this squad. But not enough that they can, in my opinion, overcome a subpar start from Brady Singer, a defensive miscue early on in a big spot from Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez striking out with a man on second and nobody out. You know, just little things like that. I know it seems like I'm nitpicking. Like, give Bobby a break. Oh, Brady can't have one start where he's not lights out. Salvi's got to come through every single time. I know it sounds like I'm being unfair, but it isn't a good team. It isn't a good bullpen. I know that bullpen was outstanding today. Bullpen doesn't allow a base runner. Yeah, credit. Yeah. Nice job, Tucker Davidson. Credit to Taylor Hearn and John McMillan and Jackson Kowar. Wonderfully done today, no doubt about it, but the team doesn't have enough to overcome a subpar start from Brady Singer and a defensive miscue from Bobby Witt Jr. It just shows you how much more this team needs, how many more well-rounded, consistent, reliable players this team needs. Now, that shouldn't be surprising as the team, again, sits 40-85 following this 6-4 loss. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. My point is the Stars have been very, very good lately. The team has not. Bobby today was good, no question about it. 3 for 5, he scores the second run. He drives in the third run. He steals 2 bases. He has his, 13th game this season with at least 3 hits that ties Shohei Ohtani for 6th most in Major League Baseball. Bobby played a slick defense for the most part, save the first inning error. Look, I'm not saying Bobby's a bad player, but he didn't have a sensational game, an eye-popping game. And sadly, that's what it takes. It takes an eye-popping game from Bobby Witt Jr. and a studly performance from Brady Singer. If you're going to pull these wins out, especially when you're staring down the barrel of Justin Steele, a guy that's going to finish top 3, top 5 in the National League Cy Young Award voting. Brady Singer, and we could dissect Singer's start. 4 earned runs on 9 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and again, he goes only 3 2/3. No, he's not helped out by Bobby in the first inning, but he is capable of picking up Bobby. Just because an error was made behind him doesn't mean he's got to serve it up to Cody Bellinger like that. That was a tasty slider in the first inning and a pretty tasty sinker in the third. Yeah, Brady's location wasn't sharp today. He didn't do himself any favors. Cubs are a good team. His defense let him down in the first. There's a lot that goes into it, but certainly Brady's not going to be one to point fingers to make excuses. He'll put it on himself. And then we'll see him again coming up next week in Seattle pitching against the Mariners. Excited to see that showdown with Julio Rodriguez and that Mariners offense we saw just at Kauffman Stadium earlier this week. Phone lines are open for you. What interests me now is what happens moving forward. You look at Brady Singer's stretch over the past 2 months. He's been the Brady Singer that many of us expected right from the outset here in 2023. He was the Brady Singer over the past 2 months, the guy that we saw last year in the second half of the season. But the Royals have won each of Brady's last 4 starts. What happens now? Now that your number one was unable to secure the win, 4 straight wins for Brady, the Royals have won 6 of his last 8 starts. It aligns with when many of you are saying, boy, Vern, have you noticed how much better the Royals are playing? And I come across negative when I say, no, not really. I notice how well Brady's been pitching. I noticed how well Bobby's been hitting and Mikel's been playing and Salvi's been coming through. I noticed the Stars being Stars, but no, I'm not seeing a different brand of baseball all that much. So now that Singer's been unable to keep it going, unable to lead the team to victory, what happens from here? Now, the hope is, well, Bobby goes superhero tomorrow and teams up with Salvi and Mikel, and the offense leads you to a win tomorrow. But you got Jordan Lyles on the hill tomorrow, and then, Alec Marsh and Angel Zerpa, maybe with an opener in front of them. We're not going to see Cole Reagans until Wednesday. You got 3 games before Cole Reagans, 4 games before Brady's back on top of the hill. Who's going to stop it? Brady's been there pretty consistently. This is the first time we've seen him with a subpar effort in well over a month. Almost 6 weeks since we've seen Singer this average. That worries me. What does this loss today turn into? Well, we got to wait and see. We'll find out, but the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, 913-586-7610. Royals drop game 2 on the north side of Chicago. 6-4 the final score. Quick timeout. We'll get right to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
0-2 in the pitch. Bobby swings and grounds it through the right side, a base hit.
Here comes Waters around third. He's going to score. Blanco cruises into third base. And the Royals are within three. They're down 6-3 now as Bobby Witt Jr. has his third hit of the day. He drives in a run going oppo. It's his 79th RBI on the year.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. 6-3 Chicago at that point. Kyle Isbell in the eighth inning comes off the bench for a big two-out RBI double, and just like that, it's 6-4. Man in scoring position, but Drew Waters swings through a splitter from Mark Leiter, ending that threat in the eighth, and after a one-out single from MJ Melendez, Bobby Witt Jr. in the ninth went down swinging, and Michael Massey grounded out, and that's your ballgame. 6-4, Cubs win. And even up the series at a game apiece. Thanks to Rally Mantis, a few others on the text line, for politely telling me that I screwed up in that first segment. You don't need to be polite, especially if you're listening to this show consistently. For as little as this team has won in 2023, for me to forget that they won yesterday, even though I'm acknowledging just how well Cole Reagan's pitched, e-me. Yeah, spend the whole first segment talking about Bobby's error, all the while just ignoring the fact that I made an error. Royals are not trying to avoid a sweep tomorrow. My mistake, my bad, my apologies to Cole Reagans. Six innings of three-run baseball last night. My apologies to Bobby Witt Jr., his big two-run home run last night. Salvia sack fly, Kyle Isbell, an RBI knock. Speaking of Isbell, his last month of baseball, he's hitting 305, 10 RBI, 14 runs scored, and an OPS just shy of 770. So Royals win yesterday 4-3. They lose today 6-4. They throw Jordan Lyles to the hill tomorrow. He squares off with the fellow right-hander Kyle Hendricks. It's a 1:21st pitch, 12 noon for the On Deck Show. So yeah, you heard Stu say it there, a three-hit day for Bobby Witt Jr. I went back and looked at Bobby's last 81 games, including today. So half of a Major League Baseball season. His last 81 games, Bobby's hitting 307, 17 homers, 17 doubles, 24 bags, 61 stakes, and an OPS of 880. Go ahead, extrapolate that out over the course of 162. That's a 307 batting average, 34 homers, 122 RBI, 34 doubles, and 48 stolen bases. Those numbers get rewarded with MVP awards. Bobby Witt Jr. today, again, 3-for-5, a run scored in RBI, but a big first inning error that turns into two runs. Just the start of a subpar performance today for Brady Singer. 3 2/3. He gives up 6 runs, 4 of them earned. Again, that error in the first inning and a Cody Ballinger home run both go down as unearned runs. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610, but I want to start with the Jays Southland Tow Service text line as Henry from Topeka writes in, wondering if the Royals can land one of these upcoming free agents. Actually, hoping to land two of these upcoming free agents. Kyle Gibson, Jack Flaherty, Jordan Montgomery, James Paxton, Michael Lorenzen, and a down year for Noah Syndergaard. No, I don't think they can land two of those guys. Because maybe all of them outside of Noah Syndergaard, you got to pay the bad team tax. Like the deal that, like, because I wanted Kyle Gibson this past offseason. I like Kyle Gibson. But if I'm Mr. Gibson or if I'm related to Kyle Gibson and he calls me up and says, hey, Baltimore offered me 1 year, $10 million. The Royals offered me what? What would he have to say for you to tell your buddy Kyle Gibson, yes, I'm with the Royals, not the Orioles? Like, I would have signed Kyle Gibson 1 year, $10 million all day. I would have maybe even given him 1 year, 11, 12. But if I'm Kyle Gibson, I'm still going to the Orioles. I want to throw to Adley Rutschman and play in front of Gunnar Henderson and The rest of those young phenoms in Baltimore. I want to join that rotation with Grayson Rodriguez. Yeah. Jack Flaherty now over there. So all those guys, in my opinion, Henry, you got to pay the bad team tax to. Michael Lorenzen's going to want, I mean, the guy threw a no-hitter. He's probably going to pitch in the postseason with Philadelphia. He's going to want a bounty. James Paxton, I don't have his numbers in front of me. Jordan Montgomery, I think, you know, anytime you're coming from the left side and you can take the ball on a consistent basis, you're going to earn your keep. If Jack Flaherty pitches well in the postseason, he's going to get a fat contract. Now, I would try with one of them. I think what's more likely, if you end up seeing the Royals acquire two starting pitchers, I would think one is going to be, as far as not just any starting pitcher, but someone that's going to jump to the front of your rotation, one is going to be via free agency, one via trade. I just think it's a little too pricey for this organization to sign two free agent starting pitchers. Keep in mind, the average price for 1 year of a free agent pitcher last year was right around $15 million. I believe it was 16.6 million dollars for 1 year of a free agent starting pitcher. So I don't think the Royals can afford two of them. Furthermore, I don't know if this offense has shown me enough that I need to go out and get two of them. I see Rod from the Ozarks. He writes in, Vern, I'm really tired of hearing about Singer. He is what he is. Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. And I don't know if, Raj, I don't think that's meant as a put down towards him. I wouldn't take it as one. But I agree with that. Yeah, Brady is what he is. He's a two-pitch pitcher for the most part. He's a guy that when his location is on, when his slider is on, he's nasty. He's a guy that can give you, as we've seen, a consistent six, seven-plus innings, give you a chance to win. He's a guy that I wouldn't mind handing the ball to in Game 3 of a postseason, Game 4 of a postseason. Not Game 1, not Game 2. But I'm going to have to keep talking about him because he's the best you have right now. I hope Cole Reagans becomes the best that you have as he's a year younger than Brady. But Brady's been doing it for about 2 years. Cole Reagans has been doing it for about 2 months. So just need a little bit more time. But for now, Brady's the guy that's snap skids. He's the guy that allows a city, a fan base, however small the fan base is right now. Brady's the guy that's allowed us to enjoy some really good baseball. Because without Brady's performances on the hill over the past month, the winning streak never happens. The good vibes never happen because Bobby, sure, still puts up sensational numbers, but the team, instead of being 45 games below 500, is close to 50 games below 500. You're never able to really enjoy anything because you're always walking home after a loss. So this team needs Brady if they're going to enjoy anything over the course of these final, 37 games left in the season? 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line. The J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, it seems like Bobby Witt Jr. errors happen kind of often. Where does he stand with other young superstar shortstops? Maybe early, well, certainly early on in the season, there were too many errors. Last year, there were too many errors, but he has only nine so far in 2023. Honestly, Bobby's probably going to vie for an American League Gold Glove. Nine errors, looking at some names that have more. Anthony Volpe of the New York Yankees, just looking at shortstops. I mean, I could throw in big names like Austin Riley, the third baseman of the Atlanta Braves, has more errors. Ahmed Rosario, the Dodgers shortstop. Gleyber Torres of the Yankees. Willie Adames of the Brewers. Brandon Crawford, the great Brandon Crawford. Alex Bregman, Jeremy Pena of the Houston Astros. Your boy Trey Turner of the Phillies. Bobby's good buddy, C.J. Abrams of the Washington Nationals, has more errors. Rafael Devers of the Boston Red Sox has more errors. And just about all those names I just gave you can't make the spectacular play that Bobby can make. So no. Any concern about a first inning error today? Look, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I've mentioned it way too much. I'm not concerned about Bobby's defense. I'm not concerned about Bobby, period. When it comes to anything, I'm not worried about anything when it comes to Bobby Witt Jr. My point in harping on that first inning error is the margin for error with this team is just so very slim. They can't afford any negative impact on the game from a Bobby, from a Salvi, from a Michael, from a Brady. Guys that you're relying on to lead you to victory must lead, or else this team's lost in their search for the elusive dub. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on the postgame show as the Royals lose to the Cubs 6-4. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vernon, hotter than Hades. So don't worry about the air and on the victory last night. The heat, boy. I feel the heat. I'm working there today at the shop, and, man, it's telling your screen color we were in and out. But thank God for some air conditioning today, Vern.
No doubt. No doubt.
So, Vern, I've been hearing what people saying and texting, and it does. It has to be with Brady Singer. He's been carrying us. Bobby Witt, the superstar, has been carrying us. He did have the air. But Brady Singer, I mean, you're going to have one of those disappointing starts, and I think he'll be okay. That sinker and slider one happened today. It was last time. It was lights out. And when it is, guys like Bellinger are gonna smash that ball. You know, that guy's an MVP. So the series is knotted up. I think we can get the win tomorrow. We got Jordan Lyles. He needs to take the baton from Reagans. I know it was Singer first, but let's pick it up, Jordan Lyles. Maybe we can get that win. And Bobby Witt Jr., Vern, net two more stolen bases, three hits. I think he's going to get 10-something RBIs, 102, 103, something like that he's on pace for. It's just really tough when those guys aren't on to get the victory because, man, the bullpen did really good. So if Singer could have just, man, went another one or two more innings and it was on just a little bit more, I think we could have got that victory today because they were down 6-1, stormed back
a little
bit.
Yeah, but that's baseball, Big T. There's always something good, you know?
No, it is. No, I hear you. But it's just everybody wants to bag on Singer when he makes a bad start. Well, you know, look at all the other bats. Everybody wants to bag on Bobby when he makes an error. I can't believe he's going to win a gold glove, I think, Vern. And it's pretty cool today. They had Melendez, Vern, up in the number one slot. And then, Vern, I'll leave you with this. Little good news. Little glory days. On the same date back in the day, George Brett stole home and we won the game. So let's get the victory tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Vern. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Yeah, you mentioned Bobby Witt Jr. stole his 35th and 36th bases of the season. That's fourth best in Major League Baseball. Picked up base hits number 138, 139, and 140. That's sixth most in Major League Baseball. And his 24 home runs are 18th most in Major League Baseball. So again, top five in bags, top 10 in hits, top 20 in home runs. Only he and Ronald Acuna can say that. Royals lose 6-4 to the Cubs. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals Baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Leiter delivers. Isbell rips it down the right field line toward the corner. A fair ball. Salvador Perez rounds third in to score easily. And Isbell cruises into second with an RBI double. Fresh off the bench. And right after the pitching change, Kyle Isbell delivers. And the Royals cut the deficit to two.
Kyle Isbell, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, Jake Eisenberg on the call, made it 6-4. That would be our final score. Royals bullpen did their job. Davidson, Hearn, McMillan, Kowar combining to throw 4 1/3 perfect innings of relief, picking up Brady Singer, picking up Bobby Witt Jr., but the offense unable to push across those final few runs. They go 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. And as I said right out of the gate, it comes back to the stars. Bobby and Salvi only had, three opportunities? I mentioned 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Bobby and Salvi go 1-for-2. Bobby with an RBI single in the 7th. Salvi punched out in the 4th, and Salvi got hit by a pitch in the 6th. No Michael Garcia in the lineup, or else he would have had a few opportunities. Those opportunities today went to MJ Melendez, who went 1-for-5 at a single in the 9th. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Singer takes the loss, his 9th of the season. He's now 8-9 for the year. Speaking of 9, his 9 hits allowed. 3rd most in a game all season. Guy's made 25 starts. Only twice has he allowed more than the 9 knocks he surrendered today to the Northsiders. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. From the 913, Vern, JJ needs to offer Bobby a contract extension on October 2nd. He is the team. From the 913, Vern, I'm not worried about Bobby Witt Jr. at all, although I am worried that he'll want to get the hell out of here the first chance he gets if the club doesn't get its act together. I agree with that. And it seems like you wouldn't blame him, because I know I wouldn't blame him. Bobby today is team-leading 41st multi-hit game. That's 7th most in Major League Baseball. The only men with more multi-hit games than Bob, Ronald Acuna, Freddie Freeman, and Luis Arraez in the National League. Those guys are all going to finish top 5 for the MVP. And then Julio Rodriguez, Red Sox left fielder Yoshida, Masataka Yoshida, and Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays, who's back in the lineup tonight, hitting right behind Whit Merrifield. That's a fun team to watch. That'll be an easy team to root for down the stretch, that Blue Jay ball club. 913-586-7610, and on the other side, here's this. From the 785, Vern, can you give me a more detailed reason why Bobby Witt Jr. deserves a decade-long deal? His war over the long haul is just not that great. Well, my friend from the 785, I would beg you to watch the games. If you're just looking at war for his career, I'll implore you to watch the games. We could go back to the beginning of June. Bobby has the most war in Major League Baseball. He's also 23, still, 8 months away from turning 24? Now, I understand there are guys that hit the ground running and they are superstars from game one. They're putting up superstar statistics since game one. Since July 1st, Dave Holtzman, Bally Sports Kansas City, has the statistic that Bobby leads all of baseball per Fangraphs WAR since the beginning of July, just edging Cody Bellinger. But Bobby last year as a 22-year-old with the weight of the franchise on his shoulders struggled right out of the gate last year, right? We all saw that. But I think we can all agree, if we're watching the games, if we're not just looking at baseball savant and fan graphs, if we're not just slaves to the numbers, if we watch the game and trust our baseball IQ from watching baseball over the decades, you've seen steady improvement at the plate, on the base paths, and defensively. The guy's on pace to go 30-40. There's only been one shortstop in history to do that at Bobby's age, and that's Alex Rodriguez. And, prior to the PED stuff, I'd never seen a ball player as perfect as Alex Rodriguez. Now, maybe he was always a cheater. Maybe I shouldn't give him that. But young A-Rod, that Mariners A-Rod, even the guy that went over to Texas, that was a perfect baseball player. Now, maybe not mentally, maybe not emotionally, but I think Bobby's got him there. I think Bobby's got a better mentality than a young A-Rod did. I think he's got more confidence. I think he's got a better group of people surrounding him, telling him the right things. I don't think he's as insecure as a young Alex Rodriguez was. So no, I won't give you a detailed explanation. All I'll do is ask you to watch the games, because if you watch the game on a consistent basis, you'll understand why you pay that 23-year-old. But I appreciate you listening. From the 816, Vern, what are the odds the Royals sign any of the American League Central free agent arms? Syndergaard, Boyd, or Sonny Gray? I'd say low on those three. Sonny Gray, Noah Syndergaard, Matthew Boyd. I wouldn't be interested in any three, although Matthew Boyd would probably be more up the Royal speed. Hey, Blake Schneiders, thank you very much for your help back at the studio. We got to get out of here. Royals lose 6-4. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12 noon on 610 Sports Radio.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming. Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Leiter delivers. Isbell rips it down the right field line toward the corner. A fair ball. Salvador Perez rounds third, in to score easily. And Isbell cruises into second with an RBI double. Fresh off the bench. And right after the pitching change, Kyle Isbell delivers. And the Royals cut the deficit to 2.
Kyle Isbell, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio, Jake Eisenberg on the call, made it 6-4. That would be our final score. Royals bullpen did their job. Davidson, Hearn, McMillan, Kowar combining to throw 4 1/3 perfect innings of relief, picking up Brady Singer, picking up Bobby Witt Jr., but the offense unable to push across those final few runs. They go 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. And as I said right out of the gate, it comes back to the stars. Bobby and Salvi only had, what, 3 opportunities? I mentioned 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Bobby and Salvi go 1-for-2. Bobby with an RBI single in the 7th. Salvi punched out in the 4th, and Salvi got hit by a pitch in the 6th. No Michael Garcia in the lineup, or else he would have had a few opportunities. Those opportunities today went to MJ Melendez, who went 1-for-5 at a single in the 9th. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Singer takes the loss, his 9th of the season. He's now 8-9 for the year. Speaking of 9, his 9 hits allowed. 3rd most in a game all season. Guy's made 25 starts. Only twice has he allowed more than the 9 knocks he surrendered today to the Northsiders. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. From the 913, Vern, JJ needs to offer Bobby a contract extension on October 2nd. He is the team. From the 913, Vern, I'm not worried about Bobby Witt Jr. at all, although I am worried that he'll want to get the hell out of here the first chance he gets if the club doesn't get its act together. I agree with that. And it seems like you wouldn't blame him, because I know I wouldn't blame him. Bobby today is team-leading 41st multi-hit game. At 7th most in Major League Baseball, the only men with more multi-hit games than Bob, Ronald Acuna, Freddie Freeman, and Luis Arraez in the National League. Those guys are all going to finish top 5 for the MVP. And then Julio Rodriguez, Red Sox left fielder Yoshida, Masataka Yoshida, and Bo Bichette of the Toronto Blue Jays, who's back in the lineup tonight, hitting right behind Whit Merrifield. That's a fun team to watch. That'll be an easy team to root for down the stretch, that Blue Jay ball club. 913-586-7610, and on the other side, here's this. From the 785, Vern, can you give me a more detailed reason why Bobby Witt Jr. deserves a decade-long deal? His war over the long haul is just not that great. Well, my friend from the 785, I would beg you to watch the games. if you're just looking at WAR for his career, I'll implore you to watch the games. We could go back to the beginning of June. Bobby has the most WAR in Major League Baseball. He's also 23, still, 8 months away from turning 24? Now, I understand there are guys that hit the ground running and they are superstars from game one. They're putting up superstar statistics since game one. Since July 1st, excuse me. Dave Holtzman, Bally Sports Kansas City, has the statistic that Bobby leads all of baseball per Fangraphs WAR since the beginning of July, just edging Cody Bellinger. But Bobby last year as a 22-year-old with the weight of the franchise on his shoulders struggled right out of the gate last year, right? We all saw that. But I think we can all agree if we're watching the games, if we're not just looking at baseball savant and fan graphs, if we're not just slaves to the numbers, if we watch the game and trust our baseball IQ from watching baseball over the decades, you've seen steady improvement at the plate, on the base paths, and defensively. The guy's on pace to go 30-40. There's only been one shortstop in history to do that at Bobby's age, and that's Alex Rodriguez. And, prior to the PED stuff, I'd never seen a ball player as perfect as Alex Rodriguez. Now, maybe he was always a cheater. Maybe I shouldn't give him that, but young A-Rod, that Mariners A-Rod, even the guy that went over to Texas, that was a perfect baseball player. Now, maybe not mentally, maybe not emotionally, but I think Bobby's got him there. I think Bobby's got a better mentality than a young A-Rod did. I think he's got more confidence. I think he's got a better group of people surrounding him, telling him the right things. I don't think he's as insecure as a young Alex Rodriguez was. I won't give you a detailed explanation. All I'll do is ask you to watch the games, because if you watch the game on a consistent basis, you'll understand why you pay that 23-year-old. But I appreciate you listening. From the 816, Fern, what are the odds the Royals sign any of the American League Central free agent arms? Syndergaard, Boyd, or Sonny Gray? I'd say low on those three. Sonny Gray, Noah Syndergaard, Matthew Boyd. I wouldn't be interested in any three, although Matthew Boyd would probably be more up the Royal speed. Hey, Blake Schneiders, thank you very much for your help back at the studio. We got to get out of here. Royals lose 6-4. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12 noon on 610 Sports Radio.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming. HD2.